Lei Yixing is one of the most prominent sculptors in China. Some of his past works are in China's National Art Gallery collection. Touted as the national treasure in China, he feels very fortunate to be chosen to work on the monument.
I am familiar with Martin Luther King. I think it will be an extraordinary work. I have carved sculptures for many famous people in China. But when he talked about the location and showed me the drawings of the sculpture, I was overwhelmed. This is such a great and important project.
Architects with the Memorial Foundation sought out Lei after he was recommended by several of his peers. Before him, the foundation had conducted an extensive search in Italy, but few had Lei's experience with granite. Dr. Ed Jackson is the executive architect at the foundation.
A litany of individuals, and we talked to many while we were on our visit there, but they were great in those soft stones like limestone and marble. But we knew from the outset that we wanted this particular memorial to be in granite.
Dr. King's Stone of Hope statue will be carved out of granite from China's Fujian province.
The stone is granite. It is very hard. The color is light beige, close to skin color. With the hardness of 6 to 7 degrees, carving it is very difficult, but once it is carved, it will be an artwork forever.
Lei's sculpture will be the centerpiece of the 1.6-hectare memorial, the first monument to an African-American to be built on the Washington Mall. Lei has put a lot of thought into the piece.
The most important element is the firmness. In organizing the civil rights movement, he was arrested more than 30 times, incarcerated. He did not give up his firm beliefs, so the sculpture has to capture that spirit. In addition, he empowers people, so when people look at the sculpture, it should symbolize Dr. King's inner strength.
The memorial is scheduled to be completed in 2008. For producer Liu Wenming, Elaine Liu, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。